Hi, everyone. This is Glenn Ackerman with the Glenn Ackerman Podcast, where we discuss everything that has to do with the world of energy, energy awareness, energy knowledge, and energy training. Today, we're going to be talking about energetic superpowers, how to recognize them, and how to develop them. Normally, I have new and interesting guests, but since I'm giving you the information today, I'm going to be the guest. So I guess I'll be interviewing myself. And I'm doing this because I really want to share something very powerful with you today, and something that, as far as I know, has never been released to the general public. So let's get right into it. And here we go. So we're talking about energetic superpowers. Now think about that concept, superpowers, for a minute. You know, when we think of superpowers, we think of Superman flying through the air, right? Or we think of Spider-Man with his web, you know, where he's flying through the, you know, down through downtown from skyscraper to skyscraper, and all these kind of mythical powers that don't exist. But there are superpowers that do exist, and I teach them in energy awareness training. I want to reveal them to you today, because I think when you realize the power of energetic superpowers, you will be able to recognize that there's a whole new level of awareness, understanding, and ability that you can have in your life. And it can certainly raise your potential in all areas. So we're talking about energy, and when we talk about energy awareness, again, I'm mentioning that we're coming from a place where we're expanding our concept of learning what energy is all about. And to really grasp what I'm teaching you about energy gives you an unfair advantage in life, in business, in relationships, in health, in everything virtually you want to achieve, because everything that we do in life is an energetic connection. It's all energy. I'm sure you've heard, you know, Einstein say everything we're dealing with is energy. Well, today I want to focus on what those energetic superpowers are, and how, and I want to make you aware of them and aware of how you can learn them. First of all, to alert you to what they're about. So in our experience as human beings, you know, if we could be more aware of the world around us, if we could see more, if we could feel more, if we could understand more, you know, if we could work through the challenges of being human and being able to overcome those challenges, 50 to 80% more than we typically do now, would that be a value? Well, of course it would. And I call that a superpower. So I want to just start listing off some of the superpowers that I'm talking about. Again, we're not talking Superman or Spider-Man or Aquaman or anything. We're talking about superpowers that you can use today to have a better life. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the superpower to be able to operate this body that we're in. And one of the greatest obstacles to our happiness and to our success is our thought process. We have to deal with, you know, we have roughly 30,000 thoughts a day, and at least half of them, or if not more, are low vibration energy thoughts, negative thoughts, disempowering thoughts, thoughts that bring anxiety and stress and worry to us. So I don't know about you, but you know, for many years I was dealing with this thought process in my head, this voice, you know, that I call the bully in your brain, that was constantly telling me I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, not as good as other people, why am I so this, why am I so that, etc. So we all have an attack mechanism in our head that puts us down when we make mistakes, that amplifies what other people have taught us, you know, growing up, when we've come to believe about ourselves. So superpower number one is the ability to control your thinking and to be able to eliminate low vibration, negative, dark thoughts. That's a superpower because most people don't know how to do that. Now, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about using energetic methods to completely dissolve, release, and disintegrate low vibration, dark thoughts out of your head and to be able to keep your thinking high vibration energy, positive, healthy, and be able to stay in control of that. That's a superpower. I mean, have you ever been up in the middle of the night worrying about something and the thought, you, the mechanisms, you just can't turn it off? You wish you could, or you have some kind of issue going on. Maybe you're in a business challenge, or you're going through heavy relationship drama or breakups, or you got something that the thought process is constantly going round and round in your head, like a broken record. The ability to be able to recognize that energy, neutralize it, dissolve it, and disconnect from it is a superpower. To be able to have bliss and to be able to clean and clear those thoughts out of your head, at will, is the first superpower I'm talking about. All right, the next one is the ability to clean and clear and control our emotions. Now, when I'm talking about emotions, I'm not talking about happy emotions or high vibration energy emotions. I'm talking about, when we get emotionally upset, when something really hits us hard and maybe we lose our temper, or maybe we're going through loss, or maybe we're going through something that's upsetting to us. And you notice when our emotions are in disarray and we're not feeling that great, it has an effect on us. It affects our performance at work. It affects our ability to deal with other people, our relationships, our interactions. It affects, our health, etc. So the ability to recognize this and dissolve and disconnect from negative, low vibration energy, unhealthy emotions is another superpower. Most people can't do that. When people get upset or people are going through something, they suffer. And I certainly did before I learned these energetic superpowers. It was like something had an effect on us. Something was controlling us, and we were at the effect of the negative thinking or the negative emotions, and we just had to suffer and ride it out. I remember going through a breakup, and those negative thoughts and those negative emotions stayed with me for a year. Even over a year that it was staying with me. So the ability to be able to neutralize that, dissolve it and disconnect from it, that's a superpower. I want you to recognize that, because that's something that we all need and that would help us greatly. Okay, let's move on with this. The next superpower is the ability to recognize a hidden reality from this world. A hidden reality, I call the hidden energetic reality. What that simply means is, in this physical world that we live in, there's things we understand, there's things we don't understand. There's the logical linear way we deal with life, and there's things that you can't use logic with, or linear because they don't fit that. You know, love and relationships is one of them. You know, there's trying to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, when you have the ability to recognize that everything in the physical world is driven by the non-physical world, everything in the world that we see is driven by the world that we can't see. And there's a whole dimension of energetic laws and energetic principles that we were never taught, but we have to deal with them every day, consciously or unconsciously. And, you know, so much of life doesn't make sense, at least when you're trying to figure it out in the physical world. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? You know, why, you know, when I wanted to go here, I ended up going over here? Or why did I work so hard to build this relationship or build this business, you know, and then it crumbles? You know, so many answers that we don't know. And when you're able to recognize and see this hidden dimension of reality, the underlying hidden principles of energy that control the physical world, all of a sudden it's like having an X-ray vision to life. You're able to see things you never saw before. You're able to understand things you've never understood before. You're able to see what's healthy and what's not healthy in ways that you never have before. So this is the power. This is a superpower to be able to read and understand the hidden dimensions of reality. Okay? Let's keep moving on here. The next superpower is to be able to recognize not only the hidden reality, but the energies of the hidden reality. You see, everything we're dealing with, as I mentioned before, is energy. People, places, things, jobs, activities, everything that we're doing, you know, our work, our play, you know, when we're awake, when we're asleep, it's all components of energy. And in energy awareness training, I teach that energy, all these things, whatever they are, have a power, a purpose, a direction, a frequency, and they give off information. So when you look at things, especially people, you know, how many times have we been wrong about people? You know, dating, you know, you think you found your true love and everything's great for a while. And then it turns into something that you didn't sign up for. And then this person changes. And then what you thought was going to be something good for your life turns out to be something not good and something painful. And then you get to a place where you go, man, if only I had known then what I know now, I never would have gotten involved in this thing, right? You ever said that to yourself? If only I had known then what I know now, I never would have gotten involved, or I never would have done that deal, or I never would have started that business. I mean, think about this. We've all said it. And have you ever said this to yourself? I knew it. I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have done it. I knew I shouldn't have gotten involved in that person or in that project or in that business and stuff. And there was a voice in me telling me, don't do it. But I didn't listen. Okay. Why didn't you listen? And, you know, when I ask people that, when people tell me that, I go, well, why didn't you listen? And they go, I don't know. And I say, I know, because you weren't energetically aware. You weren't able to clearly read the energetic information that was being offered to you. And this is talk about a superpower. Everything that we're dealing with, as I mentioned, is energy. And the energies will tell you where they're headed. I'm going to repeat that. If you read the energies, they will tell you where something's headed. They will tell you if this person, place, thing, activity, business is headed in a good direction, in what I call a high vibration energy, in a direction that's going to work out. Or it will reveal to you that it's going to be headed in a direction that's not going to work out, that may work out, you know, in the short term, but it's not going to work out in the long term. If you can read those energies. Now, it's so easy to read the energies after the fact, right? After it's over, you can clearly see, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? I didn't take that warning. But the superpower is being able to see what the direction is and where it's going before you do it, before you get involved, before you make that decision. That's where the superpower is. There's no superpower in after the fact, because it's clear, but you know, it's already over. You've already made that mistake, or you've already suffered from that decision. So this is one of the biggest superpowers of all, being able to read the energies of people, places, things, activities, organizations, you name it. Whatever it is on this earth, it's an energy field. And those energy fields will reveal what's up ahead if you are energetically aware. So hope that's clear, that that's the big superpower. Can you imagine if you had been able to read hidden energies and known about people, places, and things, the mistakes you could have avoided and the suffering you could have avoided in your life? I'm thinking, man, if only I had known this stuff when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, you know, and going through my life, I could have saved myself 20 years of suffering, of getting involved in the wrong thing, making the wrong decision with the wrong people, et cetera. But on the other hand, everything happens for a reason. I believe that. So I had to go through what I needed to go through to discover this process. And now I'm sharing it with you. Okay, let's continue on. So when you're able to read the hidden energies, you understand, and not just read the hidden energies, but operate from an energetic standpoint that we're living in one huge energy field called planet Earth, and that everything we're dealing with is an energy field. You're an energy field. I'm an energy field. I'm emitting energy to you right now. You can feel it. And I'm receiving the energy back. So we give out energy and we receive energy at the same time. And that's what's happening, whether you recognize it or not. So your energy, and what do I mean by your energy? Your thoughts, your emotions, your behaviors, your beliefs, who you are currently is what I call the energetic operating system that we all have. You know, your computer has an operating system, doesn't it? It's got a way it works, whether it's a Mac or it's a Windows, it's got an operating system. We as human beings have an operating system. And just like computers, we come into this world with an operating system that has viruses in it. And the viruses are the things we're here to overcome, to deal with, the issues that we're here to deal with. Now, with an energetic perspective, I can tell you that you know, I thought I was the only one who was trying to overcome, you know, negative thinking, internal negative thinking, or, you know, hurtful emotions, you know, stuff that happened to me and, you know, as a kid growing up, or, you know, in my household or stuff. And I thought, gee, everybody looks so normal. You know, when I'm the one, I got these crazy man in my head and everything. And then when I began to recognize, you know, the energetic reality, I began to go, hey, everybody's going through that. Everybody's got that. I'm not the only one. It's standard issue equipment for everybody. Everybody's dealing with these low vibration energy thoughts in their head. Everybody's trying to deal with these different energy forces inside. And most people don't know how to deal with it. And that's why, you know, Shakespeare said, most people live lives of quiet desperation, meaning that as you get older, you don't know how to deal with this this continuing low vibration or negative energies that we have to deal with on this planet. So one of the principles that I teach and that is important when you're learning superpowers is understanding the way this planet works, understanding that there are principles that govern this planet that we were never taught. No one ever taught us that we're living in a continuous energy field, that things are constantly changing, that we live in a world of duality or polarity, which means that whatever we're dealing with, we also have to deal with the opposite, right? If there's an up, there's a down. If there's a left, there's a right. If there's a good, there's a bad. If there's a right, there's a wrong. There's a male, there's a female. If the tide comes in, the tide comes out. So things are constantly shifting, right? From peace to turmoil, from order to disorder, right? From sunshine to overcast or rain, from night to daytime, from daytime to nighttime. And when you're aware of how these energy patterns work, especially in our lives, don't we have times when, hey, everything's going our way? You know, life's great. You know, it's summertime. Life's great. But we know from living that doesn't stay that way. That we move just like the weather doesn't stay that way. You know, everybody's having a great time in summer, and we start to creep into fall. You know, and we don't want to. We want to keep it summer going forever. Too bad. The way it works is things are constantly shifting. Things are constantly moving. And if you're like, no, I'm going to stay with summer, and I'm not going to let it be fall. Well, good luck on that, because things are moving whether you want them to or not. Things are constantly changing in your health, in your relationship, in your business. Look at the world. The world is constantly changing. You know, we change presidents, right? We change economic conditions. We change global pandemics from the world being healthy to all of a sudden the world being not healthy. So change is a constant, and most of us are not prepared for change. Most of us don't want change because there's a dark energy inside us that says, no, I don't want to change. I want to keep things the way they are. So we try to hold on to what's happening in our lives, and try to hold on to the way things were. It's like trying to hold on to yesterday. Can you hold on to yesterday? You can't. You can't even hold on to this moment, because this moment is now gone. Now it's a new moment. It's a new moment. It's a new moment. So the recognition of this is, and being in harmony with the way energy moves, as opposed to having the energy run you over, or not being in harmony with it and resisting. Probably the most futile, low vibration energy, anxiety and worry producing thing you can do is try to resist this moment. Try to resist what's happening in your life. You can't resist it. It's coming in. It's like trying to resist the weather. How do you resist that? It's already happening. So you can't resist it, but if you're energetically aware and you acquire these superpowers, you are absolutely ready energetically for anything and everything that comes your way. And that's superpower, the ability to get your energy, your internal energy, thoughts, emotions, behaviors, beliefs, all of these things, to be able to get them in full energetic alignment so you're prepared for whatever comes down the pike. And I'm here to tell you that there's a lot coming down the pike. You know, this world, you know, is a world filled with a lot of goodness and a lot of happiness and joy. But we also know it's filled with a lot of challenge and pain and unpleasant stuff. And we're constantly moving from one to another. you can't keep one, you know, the happiness going, the circumstances going, because things are constantly shifting. But what you can do is you can keep the superpower of staying in alignment with your highest energy and being prepared for whatever comes your way. That's a superpower. Okay, I hope I made that pretty clear. And you know, so much of the of building the superpowers are staying away from and being able to recognize negativity, traps. This world is full of traps. I've stepped in so many of them, I'm sure you have too. Something looked good, it sounded good, it made sense, and ended up to be a trap. What you thought was going to bring you happiness brought you sorrow, or what you thought was going to work out didn't work out, etc. So much of the superpowers are avoiding that, but also the ability to lift up all that's good in your life, to have your dream relationship work out. Now, relationships are something really important. So many of them don't work out. And we scratch our head and we go, gee, well, you know, the love was there. Why can't we work it out? You ever had that? You know, yeah, two people love each other and they can't make it work. Well, when you're energetically aware, you're able to see the hidden realities and the hidden causes of relationship. And that's a superpower, because when you understand the dynamics of energy, you'll see those same dynamics are in relationship. And relationship doesn't stay in the honeymoon stage, just like, you know, it doesn't stay summer or it doesn't stay morning. Relationships are constantly shifting, aren't they? You're getting along. Sometimes you're not getting along. Everything's beautiful. Sometimes there's tension. You're lovey-dovey. And then somebody says something mean or misinterpreting, right? And you have to know how to be able to overcome the negativity and the low vibration energy challenges that are trying to disrupt your relationship. And that's an important factor too when you're talking about superpowers, the ability to recognize that disruption is right up ahead. No one ever teaches about that. Did anybody ever teach you about disruption in life? I never did. They never taught me, you know, up into university, in that, hey, you need to expect disruption, because disruption is a natural form of life, of the energetic process, right? We see, you know, we're used to summertime weather. Well, I remember a vacation I had in Mexico. You know, I go down there. I was in Cancun, you know, when I was, I took a sailboat out. It was a Club Med. And I took the sailboat out into the bay. It's beautiful. Beautiful day, sky blue, you know, 80 degrees. So I take the boat out, and I take it out about a mile offshore, and I'm sailing, you know, because I know how to sail, so I'm sailing as well. And I have the boat, you know, I'm starting to I'm facing the shore. So I'm kind of not moving. I'm just kind of like relaxing, kind of maybe taking a little nap and stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, from the blue sky, bam, all of a sudden, it's dark. You know, I turn around and go, whoa, what's, the whole sky's dark. And I start to hear thunder. I'm like, man, I better get my butt back in the shore. So I'm like taking that sailboat and I'm trying to get back to the shore. I don't get back in time in this monsoon. Just starts with wind and the rain and the stuff, and the boat overturns. This little sailboat overturns, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to charge me for this boat. And it starts to go out. You know, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm in Cuba. So I start to try to swim in the shore, and then these guys come with what do you call the motorcycle jet skis. The jet skis come out there and they take me in and I get rescued. But I never saw weather change so fast. I'm talking about 15 minutes, boom. And that's the way life is, isn't it? Everything's going great. Everything's fantastic. And then, boom, look at what's happened to us. The 3 or 4 years ago, everything, the economy was great. Everybody was happy. And then out of nowhere, boom, COVID. Where'd that come from? Disrupts the whole world. Now, if you were ready for it, which I'm happy to say, I told my students that we were at the end of an energy cycle and that the year 2020 was going to be chaotic. So I told all my students, hey, be prepared financially, be prepared emotionally. 2020 is going to be a rough year. I didn't know how rough, but what I did know, because I can read invisible energies, both personally and globally, the energies were at a place where they were ready to go into chaos. It was time for chaos. No two ways about it. So when you know what's coming down the pike, you can be prepared for it. But if you don't know what's coming down the pike and it hits you by surprise, that's where people's lives get turned over. It's like your boat capsizes and you go upside down. And that's what causes problems for people when they're not ready. When you're not ready financially, you're ready emotionally, you're ready, or your circumstances are ready to deal with whatever chaos comes your way. And in this world, we have to deal with order and chaos at the same time. That's really important. So these are the superpowers I'm talking about. And the last one I want to talk to you about is the ability to access multi-dimensions. Multi-dimensions. No one's ever talked to you about that. And I'm happy to bring it to the public for the first time. The ability to operate in a multi-dimensional reality. Now, what that means is simply this. We operate in a three-dimensional reality. I call it the third dimensional matrix. Most people agree third dimension, maybe some people say maybe four, but let's say three or four dimensions, okay, of reality. Science says that we may be in 10, at least 10 dimensions, maybe even more than that, 12 dimensions, more, but at least 10 to 12 dimensions. So what that means is that if we're in 10 dimensions, let's say we're in a 10 dimensional, let's take 10. That means that we're missing out on 70% of what's going on. It means we're only seeing like a third, less than a third of reality. And that's one of the reasons why we make so many mistakes or we miss out on opportunities, because we don't see things because they're hidden. And that's why I mean there's a hidden reality that we're living in, and there's an open reality, physical reality that we can see, hidden reality that we can't see. But that, again, that hidden reality affects and runs the physical reality. So the superpower is the ability to recognize, oh, there are ways for me to be able to access higher dimensions, higher dimensional reality. What does that mean? It means that when I operate multidimensionally, it means that I have access to higher dimensions, higher frequencies of knowledge. In other words, there's more going on in the third dimension. So the ability to be able to contact energies and operate energetically in higher dimensions opens up my ability to operate in this world, operate in this dimension, because I'm not limited to three dimensions. I could operate in three or four or more, or maybe even to 10 dimensions. That's accessible if you're energetically aware. And when you operate multidimensionally, you're not limited to this reality, to this physical reality, to what you see or what you hear or what you feel. Because so much of that is deceiving. And we've had that experience, you know, in all the things we did. We've done things that sounded good. We've done things that felt good, that made sense, but they weren't the right things. And that's why we scratch our head and we go, I didn't see this. Well, you see it at the end. And at the end, you know, when it's already blown up or it's already, you know, hit the rocks, you go, oh, there were this was taking place and I didn't notice it. This was taking place and this was going on and you didn't see it. So what I'm telling you is that every situation that we get into, every interaction, there's a multidimensional reality happening there. And the more you're able to see that hidden reality and operate and take the information that you get, that you're taught energy awareness training, now you're able to operate multidimensionally and you're able to have more awareness. You're able to see more of reality. You're able to have more options to deal with whatever situation you're in. And you're able to find the answers because every problem in the physical world was created by its solution in the energetic world. I'm going to repeat that. Every problem that we face in the physical world, everything that we don't know the answers to or that's been a challenge to us, was created in the physical world by its solution. That's kind of a mind bender. But, you know, if I've just given you a taste of what's available, being energetically aware and having the superpowers of energy awareness training, this is what I wanted to do. And these are things that you learn in the training, whether you're getting one-on-one coaching or whether you're learning in the group coaching or whether you're learning from videos, whatever. This is what you learn how to do. And this is why this is the most powerful self-development method on this planet. The ability to operate multidimensional is a superpower. And to be able to recognize the hidden realities that are all around us, but you can't see it unless you're energetically aware. That's the power. And that's what I wanted to share with you. So, if you want to know more about energy awareness, if you want to contact us, you can go to glennackerman.com, Glenn Ackerman, two N's, glennackerman.com. And you can contact us and actually set up an appointment for us to set up a call. And either me or my staff would be happy to talk to you about energy, about what's available. And give you an energetic analysis of whatever you're dealing with, whatever challenge or problem or condition you want to overcome, and how energy awareness can give you the solution for that. I love teaching this, and it's my passion to bring energy awareness to the world, because I believe if every child learns how to be energetically aware, we could eliminate emotional suffering in our society, because kids would have the skills to be able to deal with, you know, the things that no one ever taught us to deal with, what, like rejection or bullies or kids making fun of you or crazy parents or all of the stuff that we took in as kids that hurt and was painful and that, you know, for many people is still having an effect on them. What if kids knew, had the superpowers to be able to clear their negative thoughts, to be able to clear any negative emotions, and to be able to put themselves in a happy, high vibration energy state at will? Can you imagine what a great world this would be? That's my mission, and that's what I'm committed to. So I hope that this has been a help to you. If you want to learn these skills, contact us, because we're teaching them right now. And the whole thing is to have the best life you can have. And you'll have it if you eliminate the low vibration energy and accentuate the high vibration energy. All right, I hope this has been helpful. Again, contact us, glennackerman.com, glennackerman.com. And I'd be happy to talk to you, make it a, you know, book a call with us, and we'll give you more information. And I just want you to remember, nothing changes until energy moves. If you want to change your life, you've got to move energy. Thinking about it, you know, debating it, keeping it in your head just keeps it in your head. So when you move the energy, you take some action, things move forward. So look forward to talking with you. Thanks for being with me on the Glenn Ackerman podcast. And next week, I promise I'm going to have another guest with me that I can interview. So I hope you enjoy this special presentation, the Glenn Ackerman podcast. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.